The Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast features people from the real estate community sharing real stories about their struggles, pains, and even losses during their own real estate journey. We share these real experiences so you can learn from them and build a successful journey of your own. Now, here's your host, Cody Lewis, one of the managing partners at Vindu Capital, located in Charleston, South Carolina.
Well, I think you talk about the grind and what it takes to be successful. I too came up in a athletic background. Now I'm nowhere near the athlete you are. I didn't have the opportunity to go play in college, but I played in high school and that sort of thing. And I came up, my dad was a high school football coach, and that was our upbringing, was in that mentality. And I think that nothing's a failure if you grow and learn from it. Does it hurt? And did you fail in the moment? Possibly, but it's not a failure overall, or you're not a failure, because if you do grow and learn from it, if you keep shooting, you're ultimately most likely going to be successful. It's the folks that do give up and move on and don't try anything again that oftentimes eats away at them. And I think it goes back to, you mentioned you're a coach and having the people in your life to rely on for that expertise that have maybe gone through it or have some thoughts around how you could get help or what you maybe need to do is crucial.
It is.
That advice you got was game changing.
Yeah.
Right. Not what you probably wanted to hear. Definitely goes against everything you've probably learned or been taught from an athletic standpoint and always pushing forward and finding a way to win. But having that relationship and that knowing somebody that could guide you through that, I'm sure was absolutely the best thing ever.
Yeah, it definitely gave me some sense of ease that I was being told by him to make that move. And then last but not least, you talk about the coaches and other people around you. This is, you know, back then we didn't, gosh, I don't even know if 2006, there was no podcast, there was no YouTube, there was none of that. So I didn't know that other people were failing. You think that it was just that hand of that punching bag was just punching you. Everybody else seemed to be happy and blah, blah, blah. So I didn't know to turn to anybody else back then to even get confirmation that, have you been through this? Have you been through this? And how did you handle it? But I know now that, with winning comes a lot of these bruises and a lot of this punching in the throat constantly. And I also learned that there's other people out there that do fail. I guess you think that when you're on this entrepreneurial journey of your own, that you think, oh gosh, I'm the only one, because everybody else out there seems to be winning. But I think if we're honest enough with ourselves, and this podcast is a wonderful approach to that, that we can hear that even the best of the best get bruised up, you know, go 0-5 and still keep shooting, because you have to, if you're in the game. If not, you just need to get out of the game. You know, my dad told me one time, you know, you're playing with the big boys, expect big boy things. And if not, don't play with the big boys and girls. Just sit on the sidelines, and that's fine too. That is perfectly fine. But if you're wanting to get out there and play every day, you have to expect these things. And I have grown to psychologically know how to handle these now. I don't think back then I knew how to handle it. I probably didn't respond to it with my partners. I probably didn't respond to it with my employees that well. But we're human beings, and it was part of the journey.
You mentioned early on that you feel like you didn't have the opportunity, or maybe the capital or whatever it may be, time or whatever, to bring in a coach. Looking back at the experience you're talking about today, if you would have had a coach, or if you would have had a coach even maybe a little bit later in your career before where you're at today, what would that have done for you? And for those that are maybe getting started or maybe a little bit into their career and they don't have a coach, what would it do for them?
I think more so than anything, you have somebody telling you that you're not alone. that you're not the single person out there that might have just had a bump in your career. Everybody needs it. When I was telling myself back then that I couldn't afford it, I tell myself now, how could you not afford it? You have to make room for that. Not because I'm a coach and I'm not out here soliciting business. That's not it. I need coaching myself to this day, and I definitely needed it back then. I just don't think we think about that until we have a little money in our pocket, and that's probably too late. I could have saved tens and tens of thousands of dollars in different ways now, every single year, maybe even hundreds of thousands of dollars in some moves that I made, and just chess moves that he or she could have helped me along the way. So I think it's super important. Like you had said, I think we're talking offline. We get workout partners to go work out with us. We go get help to help us on recipes to for food. We go get spiritual guidance at times in our churches. You know, I think the same thing goes. And if it's not just a financial move, it's a psychological move, because our minds in this business is more important than our education, in my opinion, because you can be highly educated and then get down on yourself, fear takes over, all those things, and you never really even get in the game real good. So our psychological minds is the most important piece of our real estate that we have in our body. It could either take us and not get us out of bed, or it could take us to levels we can never even imagine. And that coach would at least show us that you can get there. And here is what I have done, or the next level of people have done. And then hopefully you'll just say, like I said, when I finally did make that move, was that, gosh, if she can do that, or if he can do that, I can do it. It kind of just gives you that person to look up to. We all have it. We all watch sports and be like, if you have children and they're into sports, they can look at the WNBA now and be like, hey, I want to be like her. Or, you know, in our case, growing up, we might have had to be like Larry Bird or MJ. You want to play like them or be like them or have the mindset like them. Or in y'all's case, y'all have coaches. I mean, Joe Fairless is your coach, and I applaud you guys for doing that. He's helping guiding you guys, and has helped a lot of people. I know a ton of syndicators that he's coached to success. It's imperative that you have one, I think.
I can't speak highly enough, not only just about Joe, but just having a coach in your corner, somebody that's an outside perspective, that's gone through it, had some experience, whether it's life experience, professional experience, whatever it may be, having them as part of your team and giving you some perspective or seeing things in maybe a different light, or helping you just focus or push through certain aspects. To your point, right, being an entrepreneur can be incredibly lonely, even if you have a very supportive spouse, maybe some team members that you're along for the ride with you. You're at the top and you're the one making the decisions. It can feel lonely, and you can feel like you're the only one going through this, or that no one else has experienced whatever it is you're doing. But having somebody like that, or a group of people to go to in a community or whatever it may be, to find out that you're not alone. Yeah. Other people have gone through this most likely, or a version of it. And there are steps and guidance that you can go through to help you out. I think that's incredibly helpful, and it will not only save you time, but potentially save you money, and definitely save you peace of mind down the road. And that, to your point, is probably our sanity is probably the most valuable thing that we have.
That's right.
So
that peace, you know, when you're making a decision and you're just being at peace about it, because who's to say if it's the right decision or the wrong decision? Because there's nobody out here telling us what's right and what's wrong, but the decision that we make as leaders can and probably will affect a lot of people's lives, especially if you got employees that expect a paycheck every Friday or every other week. It's a lot of pressure on you, but it's, again, do you want to play at a higher level? Or if you don't, it's fine too. But if you want to play on a higher level, we have to understand how to psychologically be at peace at the same time we're playing at that high level. And that's just a day-to-day workout on trying to figure that out.
It's the grind.
It's the grind
that all the highly successful people talk about all the time going through. And to that point, it does take that to get to that upper echelon of success. So, Kelly, I can't thank you enough. I think that's a good enough spot as ever to wrap up our time today. I know I appreciate everything that we've talked about, not only here, but in the past and before we hit record, but really appreciate what you brought to the audience today, being so humble and open about your experience and ideally teaching others that they're not alone. There are going to be ups and downs. As long as we're learning and continuing to grow and enjoying the grind, that yes, we will ultimately be successful. So thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome, Cody. Thank you. It's super nice to meet you. Look forward to watching you guys grind yourselves out too. And hopefully be a part of something along the way and work together on some things.
I love that. Kelly, for those that are listening that maybe want to connect with you, pick your brain a little bit, talk about coaching or even just other aspects of real estate and what you've gone through in your career, where's the best place people can find you?
I'm on Facebook and in this Instagram, Kelly at rehabwallet.com, Kelly at rehabwallet.com. And my website is garrettventuresgroup.com. So that tells everything about, you know, my businesses is all feed up to Garrett Ventures Group, but Rehab Wallet is an email that you guys can find me at Kelly with an I at rehabwallet.com.
Perfect. And we'll throw all that in the show notes to make it easy for everyone to grab. But Kelly, again, thank you so much for the time, the valuable lessons, and all the experience you brought to the podcast today.
Thank you, Cody.
Absolutely. Thanks, everyone. We'll see everyone next time.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast with Cody Lewis. Be sure to subscribe today on your favorite podcasting platform so you can catch every episode of the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast.